This is the Roots of Rock monthly jam session. Here's your host, Sean Tompkins.
Hey, thanks for checking out the newest edition of the Roots of Rock podcast. We're going to be calling these shows the Roots of Rock monthly jam sessions. The idea, it's going to be that I'll post the full-length feature version of the show every month, and then every 2 weeks in between, we'll post the jam session version of the show. And the result will be a new show for you to listen to every 2 weeks. So I'm really excited about that. Thanks for checking it out. The jam sessions will generally supplement the last feature show that aired, but they'll also have some extra stuff going on as well. Some contributions from people throughout Rogers Rock Radio, and I'm really excited for it. It's going to be great. For instance, on this show, Poncho Parker is going to pop in and give us a rock flash with all the latest news on what's happening in the rock and roll world today. We're also going to have some discussions on the past episode's theme and maybe some full-length interviews here and there. You know, because sometimes during the radio version of the show, I'm limited to what I can squeeze into an hour, so I can't always post full-length interviews, so I'll take that opportunity to post stuff like that here. Also have some discussions about, you know, different pop culture references and whatnot that I'm into right now, some of the research things that I do and let you know about books, podcasts, and whatnot that I listen to. And so along those lines, I found this author a little while back by the name of Jesse Fink. And Jesse just released a book called Bond, The Last Highway. And it's the inside story of the recording of the Back in Black album. One of the greatest rock albums ever made, right? So I'm holding out to see if I get that book for Christmas, but in the meantime, I'm reading his previous book about AC/DC called The Youngs. And it's the inside scoop on the Young brothers, Malcolm, Angus, and George. George, who I've made reference to on the AC/DC Roots of Rock show. If you've never heard of him before, go back and have a listen. It's really cool. Well, George was in a band called the Easy Beats, and they were actually a massive band in Australia. They were called Australia's Beatles. And George's influence was instrumental in the formation and success of AC/DC because of the experiences that he had in Easy Beats. And this book really delves into that and then gets further into George, Malcolm, and Angus's full involvement in the band and their direction and their focus to push the band in a very specific way. It's a really cool book. I highly recommend checking it out. It's called The Youngs by Jesse Fink, and he has the new one called Bond, The Last Highway. The other cool thing I'm checking out right now is a podcast called On Air. I just started it, but it's the story of the early Rolling Stones, as told by Mick and Keith themselves. Each episode focuses on a different year in the band's early history, and I just got through the first couple, but it's really good. Really cool to hear their perspective on infiltrating institutions like the BBC and how hard that was in those days. Really compelling and worth a listen. Check both those out and let me know what you think. And if you have anything you'd think I'd enjoy, or you want to let me know what you thought of those or anything else you're listening to, hit me up on Twitter, @RootsOfRockST is my handle, or shoot me an email at rootsofrock@rci.rogers.com. All right, let's go to Poncho now and see what he's got going on. And when we return, we're going to talk some Christmas music. Poncho?
Kiss co-founder Gene Simmons has fought back against a lawsuit filed against him on the weekend, claiming that he made unwanted, unwarranted sexual advances towards a woman last month. The attorney for the plaintiff claims his client is not seeking publicity, wishes to remain anonymous. The suit alleges sexual battery, gender violence, battery and assault, among other allegations. Simmons allegedly grabbed the accuser's hand, placed it on his knee, and held it there. Stone Temple Pilots have released a lyric video for Meadow. It's the first track from the group to feature new singer Jeff Goot. Guitarist Dean DeLeo said that Meadow was one of the first songs that the band worked on with Goot.
That was a song we wrote a while back. We had that song tracked with Robert, Eric, and myself. And that was one of the songs we threw at Jeff, you know, when he got up behind the mic. And we really threw him right into the fire, man. We went right to Robert's house, had the mic set up, like, okay, let's see what you got. And that was one of the songs. He wrote a melody for it that day.
Goot became an official member of the band last May. He spent the last year secretly writing and recording new material for STP. Their new album should be out in early 2018. I'm Poncho. That's your Rock Flash.
And now a message from someone who's not our sponsor. Tired of aching knee and hip joints? Tendonitis in your elbow? Do you suffer from chronic pain in every conceivable part of your body? It's time to stop suffering and time to start living. The Medical Online Orthopedic Surgeons Association of the United States of America and Canada want to help you reach your full potential by helping you experience a pain-free lifestyle. Simply go online, take our quick survey to find out if you qualify for our services, and then book an orthopedic surgeon to visit your home to perform an operation when it's convenient for you. Our surgeons are online certified to perform home operations like hip replacement surgery, repair of broken bones, insertion and removal of plates, screws, and rods, and basically any other medical procedure you would have gone to the hospital for in the past. Book now after hearing this ad and use the promo code SANITARY to take advantage of this one-time free offer to have our surgeons disinfect the room of your choice prior to your surgery. A $56 value for free. No more sitting around in filthy hospital waiting rooms. Our surgeons will be on your doorstep 5 minutes prior to your surgery time. Knife in hand, ready to go, guaranteed, or your money back. Visit our website now at Medical Online Orthopedic Surgeons Association of the United States of America and Canada.com to book your surgery now. Medical Online Orthopedic Surgeons Association of the United States of America and Canada.com is not responsible for any infections, loss of legs, arms, hips, knees, elbows, eyes, ears, fingers, toes, or heads.
So if you're a Roots of Rock listener, you'll likely know that I love to do a Christmas episode every year where I dig up some different kind of Christmas music, some bad, some good, all fun, all rock and roll. And in doing so for this year's episode, I got to talking a lot about Christmas music with friends and coworkers. Some love it, some hate it, some kind of in the middle. I thought it'd be cool to do a little informal poll and record the conversations. So check it out.
Esplendido.
Sí, señor. Troy Vincent.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to Roots of Rock.
Thank you.
Dragging you back into the world of rock.
If that's the case, then you can't call me Troy Vincent.
What should I call you?
The Vince of Rock.
The Vince of Rock. Yeah. You're no longer on Rock. You're on our sister station now.
Yep.
Kiss.
That's right.
So now that we're bringing you back into the world of rock, let's talk about Christmas music.
Which I've been playing a lot of.
Are you tired of it?
No, I'm not.
I won't tell anyone.
I love Christmas music.
You can tell me.
No.
If you really don't.
The song Baby It's Cold Outside can go away. Because A, it's not cold outside, and B, it's kind of got a Harvey Weinstein quality to it that I'm just not comfortable with.
I'll never think of that song the same again.
Yep.
Do you like Christmas music in general?
I do.
Yeah.
Especially the older traditional stuff. Maybe not all the new stuff that would come out.
I'm with you.
Just remakes of the classics. Someone tries to invent a brand new Christmas song. That's a tough sell, I think, on the traditional audience.
Just hard to do, isn't it?
Yeah. When you do it, it's great. When you're able to pull it off.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
It's kind of a sentimentality that goes along with that old stuff, isn't there?
Yeah, because when you're a kid, you say, this is Christmas music, and you just accept it right away, and you learn it,
right.
And it's ingrained in you.
It's a part of you.
Yeah. And then when they try and introduce something new, it's tough.
I played a lot of Christmas music on the last Roots of Rock feature episode.
Nice.
And just in talking with a lot of people, this is why I wanted to do this little poll here, is to just find out, on the record, how many people in the office like and don't like Christmas music? Because I think a lot of people say they don't like Christmas music, but they actually do.
But they actually do.
Mm. A lot of people say they hate it.
Because I feel like I'm the only person who actually admits that I like Christmas music.
Yeah, well, a lot of people will say they hate it.
But then you catch them singing along?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's pretty catchy, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. In my Christmas poll, I'm marking you down as for Christmas. Thanks for joining me.
Absolutely for Christmas.
Check, check. Let's hear yours.
Hello.
Looks good.
Check.
Christy.
Yes?
Welcome to Roots of Rock.
Hey, thanks.
We're talking Christmas music.
Okay. What do you want to know?
Yay or nay?
I would say about 80% yay.
80% yay?
Mm-hmm. I do like it.
Which 80%? Is it like a specific type of Christmas music or?
I prefer the old stuff.
Right.
So like the Frank Sinatra, the, you know, Elvis Presley.
Right.
The newer stuff I could do without.
Not so much.
To be honest.
That's the 20%.
Yeah.
Are you a Christmas person in general?
I'm a I'd say so.
Your name is Christy.
It is. So it's kind of like I was born with it.
You didn't have a choice.
I didn't, no.
You were born into Christmas music.
Yeah. Like, I like to have my tree up probably the week after Remembrance Day. Like, right. I'm that person.
Yeah.
So, if that's considered
before December 1st. And when do you take it down by?
By the new year. Yeah.
It's about average, I think.
Yeah,
so.
I think so.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's 180%. So we're at 1.8 in our Christmas poll.
Perfect.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Hi, Ann.
Hi, Sean.
Welcome to Roots of Rock.
Thanks for having me.
We're talking Christmas music today.
Okay.
The people want to know, yay or nay to Christmas music?
Nay.
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 You're the first one.
I know.
I have 1.84 so far.
Okay.
Now we have one against, 100% against it.
I'm not a fan. Not a fan.
What is it that you don't like about it?
It's just so happy. It's so jolly.
It's too happy for you.
It's too happy for me.
You do some work on a Christmas station, though.
I know, I do.
We won't tell anybody.
We won't tell
This anybody. Is just between you and I.
Some songs are okay, I guess. And I'm okay with it on December 24th and 25th.
Very specific Christmas days.
Yeah.
But the stuff around it... Not acceptable.
No, not acceptable.
What about when Lemmy covers Christmas music?
That could be good. That sounds a bit better.
I played Lemmy on the last Roots of Rock. He did a cover. Him, Dave Grohl, and Billy Gibbons.
That's good.
I'd never actually heard it before.
Is it good? It's good?
Yeah. I mean, it's Chuck Berry, and it's Lemmy doing Chuck Berry. So it's Christmassy, though.
I could tolerate that, I think.
It's from We Wish You a Metal Christmas and a Headbanging New Year.
Okay, that makes it a little bit better.
I'm actually kind of glad I got somebody who hates it, though, to go on record saying they hate it.
Yeah, not a fan.
One against.
Do without it.
All right, we'll mark you down. Thanks, Ann.
Yeah, no problem.
Alex.
Sean.
Welcome to Roots of Rock.
Thank you.
Who are you? Introduce yourself.
I am the producer for 106.7 Rock and KISS 107.7, both Rogers stations.
And do you like Christmas music?
You know, that's a loaded question.
I've had someone give me a percentage amount of like, so...
I like Christmas music at the right time.
Okay.
I've been dealing with Christmas music since the end of September.
Day in and day out. Yeah, see, when it starts early, that's where it starts to wear thin by the time it's around the clock.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot of music in my house. There's piano players, guitar players, and so they start practicing in about October. So by the time December hits,
you're sick of it.
You've had a lot of Christmas music.
Yeah. I love the old classic stuff.
That's
like Frank Sinatra
be a theme.
And that kind of stuff. I'm not a big fan of the Justin Bieber's and Selena Gomez crap.
No.
No.
Is anyone really?
No. It's all just commercial.
Well, I guess a lot of people are.
They have
They're
to
pretty
be.
Popular.
They wouldn't make it.
Yeah. In this building, I'm getting a theme that it's the classic stuff people tend to like more than the newer stuff. I used to actually hate Christmas music myself, but it's grown on me. I like it.
But is that because you now have two beautiful little daughters who...
Probably.
So it's revitalized your magic Christmas?
Probably.
Magic of Christmas? Because that makes sense. Because now it's not just about you and it's like... It's for the kids.
Totally. I used to think... I think I used to feel too cool for it before. Yeah. And you're not... There's no sense of being cool anymore once you have kids. You can't be cool.
You're not cool anymore.
You're instantly uncool
you're
as soon as you become
a
parent.
Dad, but that's a subcategory
It's totally
of cool.
different.
It doesn't count.
Yes, I agree. My wife plays piano really well, too. So she does these arrangements of some Christmas carols that just... I mean, genuinely bring a tear to your eye, so that helps.
Yeah, it would help.
Yeah. But yeah, I agree. Some of the newer stuff and even some of the 80s stuff, that synthy kind of stuff where they've tried to replicate, it doesn't have the same effect as the old school stuff.
See, when I was younger, as soon as December 1st hit, my mother would start the Christmas music.
Right.
And like all that stuff. And so like there's like a couple days before, I don't mind it, you're out shopping, you listen, fine. But like my wife, I think she made... quote unquote made me put up the Christmas tree November 7th.
So that's early.
Like I'm done.
That's early.
Yeah. Yeah. She loves it. Loves it.
That rubs off on you too, right?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, man.
My pleasure. Merry Christmas.
Hello?
Hello, could I speak with Ian Sherrick, please?
Speaking.
Ian, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, man. Doing a Christmas music poll. Do you have time to chat for the Roots of Rock podcast?
Yes.
So, are you for Christmas music or against it? Do you like it or do you hate it?
No, I'm definitely for Christmas.
All right.
Music. Yes.
Another vote for it. Specific types of Christmas music or any kind of Christmas music?
I like any type of Christmas music. You know, obviously I like the old stuff, but I also like Bad Religion put out a Christmas album.
Yeah, yeah.
In 2013, and that's just awesome.
That one surprised me. I didn't think I was going to like that until I heard it, and then I really liked it.
And even, you know, I respect a lot of bands that, you know, write their own Christmas songs, right? Like The Killers, they release a Christmas song every year. And a lot of those songs are like The Cowboys' Christmas Ball is one of my favorite Christmas songs. And that's an original song by The Killers, which is, again, just huge respect to bands that can, come up with an original Christmas song.
Yeah, I'm putting that one in the bank for next year. I'm always looking for a good something different that doesn't get a lot of Christmas play or play at Christmas time. So I'm going to add that one to the bank. That's a good one.
Yes, and also, you know, Bob Noxious. You can't go wrong with Bob Noxious and Please Snap My Dad. And The Kinks, Father Christmas. So,
that's a good one.
Yes, I'm 100% all for Christmas music.
Nice. So you must be a Christmas guy in general. You just like everything about Christmas, I assume.
Yes, I do. I honestly don't get those people that, you know, aren't big on Christmas music. I just don't get it. I can, starting December, that's when, you know, I really get in the Christmas spirit and just want to hear Christmas songs. So.
Well, you'll be happy to know so far in the poll, the people for Christmas are winning.
That's good. Good to hear.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, man.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Hi.
Could I speak with Adrian Hoover, please?
Are you looking for music consulting?
Adrian, it's Sean Tompkins calling from Roots of Rock. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm doing a Christmas poll, a Christmas music poll. Do you want to? Do you have a minute to join me?
I sure do.
So, are you for Christmas music or against Christmas music?
I used to be adamantly against Christmas music, but now I'm fully for it.
I just had this discussion with someone else from my personal standpoint. What changed it for you?
A few different things. One thing that's really helped is as soon as December 1st comes along, I have Baileys in my coffee the whole month.
That does help, yes. Drinking helps a lot of things.
Also, the Peanuts Christmas album by Vince Guaraldi. That album opens me up to Christmas music and to jazz.
Wow, that's really specific, that one album.
Yeah, it's melancholy, it's quiet, because there's Christmas is pretty chaotic in my house. And so it lends a calming influence, and it makes me think of all the good parts of Christmas. And not only that, I had kids, so I had to change my paradigm and just learn to love it. And that album helped with that for sure. And just my own, being in my own head, I decided, heck, you know, I have kids. They're going to have great memories of Christmas, only if I'm not a Grinch.
Right. I that was part of the conversation that I had with someone else who was in studio. You put it a little more succinctly than I did, but I just I said that I used to think I was too cool for Christmas music, and then when I had kids, I just had no opportunity to be cool anymore. I instantly became uncool. And once you realize that you're not cool anymore, you just start accepting all these things, and Christmas music was one of those things.
There's a couple other Christmas songs that I've always enjoyed, but because it was Christmas, I just went full-fledged into them, and that was Fairy Tale New York by the Pogues.
Yes.
And the Ramones Christmas song, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight. So my wife and I always play those and try to sing along.
Those are great. Have you ever seen the video for that one?
Yes, I have, for both of them. They're just great songs.
They're glorious. All right, I'm marking you down as a four. They're starting to pull away. We've had a couple of people hedge their bets and give percentages, and some people just outright hate it, but I think the fours are winning at this point.
Well, you gotta explore the counterculture of Christmas, and that helps out a lot too.
It's true. Thank you, my friend.
Okay, Merry Christmas, Sean.
All right, thanks for joining me, buddy. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
All right, there you have it. The poll is complete. We have Troy for Christmas music, 100%. Christy, 80% for Christmas music, which also makes her 20% against Christmas music. Anne was 100% against. Alex, I'm going to say he's about an 80 as well. Ian, he's 104. Adrian, definitely 100% all in. And you know what? Myself, my vote, I like the idea of hedging my bets, so I'm going to say 90% as well. I'm 90% there. I like most of it, but there's some that I can't stand. So, a grand total out of 7 people, 5.5 for and 1.5 against. This is what happens when you put a technician in charge of a poll about music. Hey, I'm Sean Tompkins. Thanks so much for checking out the Roots of Rock December Jam Session. We had a ton of fun putting this show together, so I hope you had a ton of fun listening too. Big thanks to everyone who joined me on the show today, and a special thanks goes out to Alex Zaretsky for his work producing a lot of the really cool stuff that you hear on this show, as well as for the technical production advice that he gives me when I'm trying to make something cool sounding. So thanks, Alex. Be sure to subscribe and give us a rating on whatever podcast player you may have found us on. Check us out on Twitter at RootsOfRockST, or go old school and shoot me an email, rootsofrock@rci.rogers.com. Maybe you've got some cool bit of trivia or a great concert story or something you want to share about a band that we talked about on Roots of Rock. If so, let me know, and we want to get you on the show and hear your story. Stay tuned in 2 weeks' time. We will be posting the Queen episode that we put together back in early 2017. It's a great episode, and you're going to learn something really cool about the band. So check it out. Thanks for hanging out.